medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and today, listeners, we are talking on why do we get sick. First of all, I'd like to thank you for your time and listening support, and I'd also like to thank our sponsors. Now I would like to introduce you to the inspirational healer this show is dedicated to, Atana. You have just heard his music and you'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He is an author, musician, master energy healer, an international teacher, just to name a few. But what makes him really special is that he created a method to help as many people as possible on their healing journey, and that is called the Atana Method. And the easiest way to find this is to look at his website, which is atanamethod.com, or to Google him. And we've also got two lovely guests with us today, Carol and Saber, so we will be discussing this topic as well with them a little bit further. But right now, I'd like to introduce you to Atana. Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful Anna. Hello, wonderful listeners. We are making this happen. Transformation is happening, and I'm grateful that I can support you guys, ladies and gentlemen. And we have also Carol, we have also Saber, and Dawn is helping us, and our wonderful sponsors. We're grateful that we can move forward and every week supporting you with a specific topic that is, at this point, I think so important to bring up and to mention. And we are staying focused on bringing you the right topics right there when they're needed.
Yay. Love that. Atana, today we are discussing why do we get sick? Good topic. And why do we get sick?
Well, that's a very, very good question. I see this from a point of energetics and from an energy point of view, that is, being sick is nothing more than holding too much density or holding too much, heaviness. And everything that accumulates too much of a heaviness in a flowing system, in an energy system, that is really not designed to hold density. It creates, of course, that sense of pain or disease, you know.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about density, just so our listeners kind of understand what that means, please, can you describe what density is?
Density is a build-up of or accumulation of stagnations that are just not flowing. It's like, think about it, everything is in motion, everything. And the denser the energies get in the body, the denser the frequency is in the body, the more it translates into not flowing. And when I'm saying density, think about accumulation of unresolved energies, like, for example, traumatic experiences that haven't been resolved, and then new ones have been added to it. And it's a constant accumulation of experiences that are not being cleared or forgiven or released or recognized as an insight and then being utilized. In our body, of course, you know, we all in the physical form go to certain stages, and we are born, and the moment we are born, we go into a process of growth and activation. And then also when we leave this planet, it's not like we are just coming in and going out. There is a big process involved, and that process can be activated, modified, streamlined, so to speak, to make that a more effective, more conscious process or an unconscious process. Think about accumulation of density as unconsciousness. If we get conscious, we are more aware, then we are clearing more and more our system. Look, we grew up, for example, learning to brush our teeth, getting right to the teeth, right? And then we learned to take a shower. We learned to have a certain hygiene that is important to maintain this body. If we wouldn't maintain certain very specific forms of nurturing this body, it would create a buildup of stagnation or density that would in exchange create disease. If we wouldn't feed our systems with really good, healthy food, sooner or later the system, in a medical field, they compare it to even cars. If you don't give your car the good oil that it needs, or the good the water and the maintenance that it needs and that's required, the system will basically being exhausted, and the exhaustion creates a call for fixing it, you know.
Yeah, and so this density, this heaviness, this stagnation, how does energy work, or what does energy work do to that stagnation?
Energy work is like bringing a river, a fresh mountain stream, a strong river, into a lake. That's basically a standing lake. Lakes are
like
beautiful.
A pool, like a big pool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you bring in fresh water into that pool, and so it brings up everything that is not clear. It brings it up to the surface. It mixes it around, and then at the top, when the lake runs over, so to speak, the water drains from the surface. It runs over the surface boundaries, and then it clears that residue and the silt from the ground, even from the lake floor, brings it up and clears it. So energy work brings up deeper patterns to the surface. It helps clear it, transform it, and recognize it so that you can really look at it and see if it's really a pattern that you need or not. And if it's not a required pattern, why holding on to it? And energy work brings it up to the surface. That's one of the major part of the energy work, is just bringing it up to the surface. And a lot of the times people then say, well, I did my energy work. Why is that topic still there? But once you bring it to the surface, you still have an investigation to do of clearing it, cleansing it, and purifying it, right? And that's something that you do want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And energy work.
So I'm just going to restate this. So it's like having a stagnant pool or body of water. A new, fresh water comes in, and almost all of what we call silt or dirt or sand at the bottom of that is all stirred up. So it all comes up to the surface. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, it brings it. First of all, we want to know what the patterns are. Energy work brings these patterns up, the deeper patterns, karmic patterns, childhood patterns up to the surface, traumatic experiences, all that what we probably not being able to see because we are so busy throughout our days. When you do energy work, it helps to bring these deeper patterns up so that you can start healing these, take that space and utilize it for a healthier lifestyle or a healthier life. Otherwise, if you don't bring these patterns of this density, so to speak, these unresolved patterns, then they create by themselves dis-ease or discomfort and, you know, also interference. Honestly, just interference. You know, whenever we have an intention, we want to manifest something and it's not happening, it's because we have interferences.
And so when you say interferences, what do you mean by that?
Well, think about, you want to communicate, you say a prayer to God and you're wondering why God is not answering the prayer. Often we say, well, maybe you're not praying right, but maybe you're not even getting through. Maybe there is an interference in you communicating with your source because of the buildup of energy residue, of traumatic experiences, what then translates into not having enough self-worth, not having a voice, not having enough self-love, or, you know, or whatever that might be, that the, that creating the interference could be entity related, could be just not feeling worthy that we can even communicate with our source. But we all have our source connection and we all can communicate with our source at any point. So when we have an interference where we say, where we ask for a prayer, and often, you know, we have to really look at what we're asking for. So if it's not a good prayer, so to speak, or a good intention, then of course it's not going to happen. But it's
so
about,
it's not aligned with our highest.
Yeah.
Well, just on that note, we're going to quickly go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have a chat with some of our guests about getting sick and why that happened. So stay tuned, listeners. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and today we are speaking about why we get sick. So we have a couple of lovely guests with us today, Carol and Saber, and I'm going to bring Saber in today and say, hi, Saber, why do we get sick?
Oh, we all get sick. Never, never, never. What's that?
How are you going?
I'm good. I'm really good. I have a lot to say about this topic.
You must treat quite a lot of sick people in your work as a healer.
Well, here's the thing. Being a healer is a beautiful job. And what we do as healers is we allow people the space and the opportunity to heal themselves. We remind them of their inner beauty and healing abilities, and we stand there in God's grace, the Creator's grace, the Goddess's grace, to help them remember that, and so they can heal themselves. and we just hold the space for them. So it's a beautiful, onerous job. And a lot of people believe that it's us, but it's really them. It's the people who are asking for a healing, wanting to heal. They're healing themselves ultimately with the Creator's assistance. So it has nothing to do with me as a healer, per se.
But you enable that person to experience that within themselves, because a lot of people don't even have that insight.
Yes, and but neither did I. You know,
right.
I did not know anything about healing myself at any level beyond, you know, physicality, whether it's, you know, working out or eating healthily. Beyond that, I had no idea what healing my body at a spiritual core level was, an energetic level was.
Mm. So can you share with us, please, some examples of healing stories? And, you know, you don't use people's names or anything, but I'd love to hear some healing stories and how you've used energy healing to overcome that, overcome illness.
Okay. So this is an account of what we were just talking about, knowing the wisdom to help heal you and your family, right? So I have a really, really close, dear friend, and she is a healer herself, works in the hospital. And her daughter kept having eye infections. And there were these, you know, going between redness and drainage and things like that. This was a two-year-old child having all of these eye issues. And she kept asking me, what do I do? What do I do? And I posed to her, why do you think your daughter keeps having these eye problems? And she really, she couldn't get to that answer herself, right? And so I posed the question, what is your child seeing on a daily basis that is not making her happy? What is your child seeing that is making her sad and tired and overwhelmed? And after I posed that question to her a couple of days later, she called me and she was really, really sad. And she said, my husband and I have been fighting in front of our child. And we've been doing this for months. And now that I think about it, this all started when we were doing this in front of her. And so she decided to, first of all, get into counseling with her husband, but also stop fighting in front of the child. The child's eye infections went away immediately within a day or two, and have not
Wow.
come back since. Yes. So it had really nothing to do with, you know, as saying before, and this is different from person to person and situation to situation, but this person just needed to have the information, right? And they decided to heal their family themselves. Right. I didn't go in there and put my hands in them and say, oh God, be healthy, you know, be healthy and let's do this. And I just said, look at your family. You know what I'm saying? What is going on in your family? And sometimes it is the simplest of answers that present the greatest healing, because that is all about, you know, God's love and the Creator's love, and the Goddess's love is creating simple solutions for us to heal so we can be the best that we can be. And more often than not, we try to make things so difficult for ourselves. You know, I could see that person going, taking their doctor to an eye specialist and this and that and not looking within, right? Saying, if that mother didn't say, this is my bad, right? This is what I'm doing. I need to change this, instead of bringing the child to the sacrificial altar, you know, to be healed, but it is not the child's fault. It was a family issue and ultimately the parent's issue. And that happens a lot within family units. They bring the most innocent or the most sensitive of the family to the sacrificial altar, basically, to heal this person. This person is making our family disjointed or unbalanced. And it really is not about that one person. It's usually a holistic whole family problem or unit problem. And for somebody to say, be the hero of the family or the shero of the family, this is not this person's issue. This is our issue, and we need to stand up and work together as a family.
Very interesting. When you're doing your energy work on ill people, how do you not take that illness on in yourself?
Well, I used to do that. I did. I've been doing this for almost a decade. And quickly, I'll tell you, I was working with a person with esophageal cancer. And I put that in my throat, literally into my body right after I did the healing, because I cared so much. I wanted to help so much. I wanted to heal that person. I wanted God to heal that person for me, with me. And I put it back in my body. So for days, I couldn't talk. I couldn't eat. And the person who has esophageal cancer went home and ate a steak that night after our healing, which they've been in the hospital for weeks. And they hadn't eaten. They've been eating off of feeding tubes. You can imagine the difference that they experienced, right? And so here I am. I just had a baby, and I'm doing this to myself. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, what am I doing? How do I do this better, right? So Atana showed me how to do it better, right, how to understand the process, not just as a person healing myself but healing others, which was such a beautiful experience. Thank you, Atana.
You're welcome, wonderful being.
Thank you, my beautiful brother. But we learn interaction after interaction how to do it better. And I'm a very different healer than I was a decade ago. And now, basically, sometimes I only have to look into the people's eyes, or they just have to hear my voice, like I'm talking to you now, and they are healed, and is so. Very different than what it was. But I've been, just like everything else,
wow.
You need to work at it and put the time in and put the effort in. E for effort. Yes.
Can I just quickly digress for a minute? It just came to me, and I don't know, Atana or Sabre, if you want to talk about this. Sickness isn't just something that happens to our bodies. It also happens to systems. It happens to political systems. It happens to business systems. You know, you can have a sick business. They talk about toxic people in businesses. I'd like to understand, can energy work also help with these sicknesses in these systems?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you tell me a little bit about that, please, and how that actually works?
Think about the business as an organism, and you know how an organism has a disease or can have a disease or a dysfunction, and the same with a bigger organism, a political organism, whole civilizations, in fact, you know. And every time, in the past, what I did, I had approached businesses that invited me to come in and just do some energy clearing. I approached businesses because once I did an energy clearing in the businesses, I could see like these areas in the business are not flowing right. Because you can see in what department you have that stagnation. And, you know, not to point fingers at a specific person, but maybe the system that's being used in that department is not up to par. You know, it's not like necessarily just the individual in that system, but sometimes it can be the individual. Maybe there's a person that doesn't want to be there anymore and doesn't know how to exit or, they want to exit and they're already exiting and they're not really taking care of the business. Now you can see the same thing in the car. I can literally feel where something is not flowing in any system. If you go into a business, if you go in a restaurant, if I go just into a house, if I talk to an individual, And I'm not volunteering this just to overstep boundaries, but if I'm asked for it, you know, I say, okay, of course, we can look into this and we can support you in changing that. But you're absolutely right. That's a very good point. Just consider the tipping point, the critical mass change when systems are changing, political systems are changing. When you think about dictatorships or democracies, you know, or when you go into the legacies that we have from thousands and thousands of years, from empires and kingdoms, you know.
That's quite fascinating. I want to understand, Atana, when you go in and you can feel that something is not right, you can feel the flow, how does that show up for you? Is that a sense in your body? Is it something that's visual that flashes before your eyes? How do you actually receive that information?
It's all of the above, really. Because when your job is energy flow, then stagnation is very obvious, right? My job is basically energy flow, transformation, healing, wellness, well-being, self-empowerment, connectedness, independence or interdependence, and also empowerment. You can see if a system is not in power, and you can see if in a system something is disempowered so it cannot live up to its highest potential.
I have to say, you're a pretty good master at that. I think seeing potential and helping others see where they're limiting themselves is absolutely one of your key five top skills. So that's my own experience.
I love it. Don't you love it when you see something that's just vibrantly intact, uncompromised and vibrant? I mean, who cannot love that?
Yeah. And then it inspires everybody else around it, hey?
Exactly. And it's so vibrant, and its brilliance reminds us, all of us, to also step into our power. And that's beautiful. And a lot of people are intimidated. They're almost scared when other people are in their power, because the last time that they experienced someone in power was when they got abused, and they haven't really dealt with their abuse. And I love when people are in their vibrancy, in their power, and, you know, not just in their arrogance, but in their humbleness, and truly in their power means not like that artificial power thing, you know. When somebody truly is in their power, they fulfill their purpose, they live, they're vibrant, and they're serving, and that's the most beautiful thing for me to experience.
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah, that story, I can't remember. Is it Iticus? Is that right? When he falls from power? We don't want that power. We want beautiful, grounded, amazing, loving, kind, and prosperous power. That's the sort of power that you help people achieve.
Yeah, their own unique individual power. That is their, that has their own very, intimate signature that they came in with, and that is theirs, not anybody else's. And when they activate it and when they live it, they're not taking it from nobody else. It's their own power. And when somebody took it from them, we just help them to get it back, really.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, listeners, we're going to be back in a sec. We're just going to go to an ad break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to the delightful Carol. Stay tuned.
Om Hari Om. Hari Om. Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we are talking about why we get sick. We've been having a chat with Atana, and if you want to access any of his work or if you want to log into one of his classes, find one of his events or book a healing session with him, the easiest way to do that is to just Google him. We can jump online to his website, which is atanamethod.com, and there you will find links to his Skype. You will find information, links to his YouTube channel, his Facebook, his Instagram. You can find information about his online and one-to-one or on-face groups. You can find his books, music, and all the information about his lovely crystal stores, as well as his 1 month. So just Google him or get onto that website, atanamethod.com. So now we're going to come back and discuss a little bit more about why we get sick. And we've got another guest here today, Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
How are you going? I hope you're not sick.
I'm well and happy. Thank you.
Good. Good. We're discussing this topic of why we get sick, and I'm interested to hear what you've got to say about it today.
Well, I'm glad that you asked if I was healthy or not, because I did spend a lot of years being sick before I knew about energy healing. And one thing that I wanted to bring up was I was contemplating here, like, why was it that I was sick? And I wasn't ever, like, really sick enough to be in the hospital or have to go to the doctor all the time, but just a lot of nagging, chronic-y things, congested sinuses, a little bit of a sore throat, earaches, digestive woes, things like that that aren't enough, you know, to be like a major illness or anything like that, but enough to just like be uncomfortable. And I often felt like I was weak because the people around me, like the close family members around me, were hale and hearty. And I was contemplating that just now and realizing that one thing that we could bring into this conversation is the parasitic energies that drain us. And for sure, I had stagnations. You know, I've talked before about childhood abuse and things like that that I wasn't even aware of. But nonetheless, those childhood traumas, the emotions and the trauma and, you know, everything that went with it became stagnations in my body. So that would have disrupted the flow like Atana was talking about. But then also the parasitic energies that were draining my life force were also making the flow dampened because there was just less energy to flow. And so I look at that now and I'm like, yeah, they were like, yeah, I mean, like never got sick. And I'm always like having some sort of nagging something or other. And I realized that that was, it served a lot of purposes. It served to keep me not feeling empowered. And it served to kind of keep me in that somewhat weakened state so that they could continue to pull on my energy. And so to that, I say, this is why the energy work is so important and the beauty of the empowerment that comes with the energy work. Because as you start to move the energy in your body and release these stagnations and, you know, you claim that space, you get to have more of your own energy, more of your own power, more of your own space, and you get, you know, millimeter by millimeter, inch by inch, more of your space and more of your power back, then you start to become that powerful, vibrant system that Atana was talking about. And that was like my journey from this kind of chronically, you know, naggy, weakly, kind of not fully sick, but not fully healthy either. And the more energy work I did, the more I was able to claim space in my body, the more I was able to call my power back and start to have some energy flow. And, you know, I went from, I think we talked about it the one time on the show where, you know, like in the beginning, it was like 2% of me in there, you know, right?
And yeah.
but that 2% started to flow. And so the more energy work I did, you know, I built it up and built it up. And I don't know where I am now, but I'd like to believe I'm at 100%. And, but, you know, and another thing that I think about with people, the clients who come in, is the same kind of thing. You know, like where are the stagnations in their life? Where are their blockages? Are there parasitic drains on their life? But then sometimes too, we want the healing to be a nice, graceful, transformation. But sometimes we get sick because we're like cleansing and clearing out that what we've just released. You know, a healing crisis.
Mm.
So I know that happened to me sometimes when I would have a big breakthrough. Sometimes there would be an old pattern that had been stored away, like maybe a sore throat or something that had been stored away. And as I cleared it energetically, then it was allowed to release physically, and it releases on a milder form, but it was still like, hey, where did this come from?
Mm.
So that's another thing to bring in.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting as well because, you know, there are patterns as well, aren't there, Carol, that we inherit from lineage programs that also keep us in those states. So, yes, there are parasitic relationships around us that keep us weak, but there's also programs, as Atana speaks about, that we have to clear up to stop all of that from happening so we can move on.
Yes, certainly. There might be a program in the lineage that, you know, that everybody has headaches or, you know, I have worked with people that have had that where that's the case, and it's like it's the stagnations or blockages that their experiences have come through the lineage, but it's almost like to a person in the family that headaches are experienced. And when the one person who comes to me starts healing and moving the process through, then the headaches get less and less and the healing starts to happen. And that's the beautiful thing about the energy healing is that it works back through the lineage too. So everybody benefits.
So what you're saying is if you have somebody that appears with a headache if that individual works on their particular headache, that can actually impact headaches across the family.
Yes. If it's a
lineage,
if it's a system program like that. Yeah.
Mm.
Just like Atana was talking about in the business, you know.
Mm. So if you work on one area, that it impacts the entire system.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a family system.
Yes, because there can be like patterns that come in through the lineage, like literally through the DNA that are energetic patterns and blueprints. And then there can also be like mental or emotional programs that come with that, or maybe even just on their own that come through the lineage that are like taught from one family member to another. But this is, in this family, this is how we respond to stress, you know.
Mm. Yeah, and then we have to break all of that.
Yeah.
Atana, when somebody comes to you with a particular physical ailment, let's just say it's stomach cancer, for example, run me through how you treat that person. Like, do you do energy work? Are you using SIDS? Is it crystals? Is every person different on their healing journey? How do you treat an individual like that, for example?
Each individual is different, but usually with cancer, there's a saying, many events are coming from a traumatic experience 5 years back. With cancer, it could also be a repetitive pattern, like a pattern to the lineage where it has been experienced that cancer is a normal experience. And also, you want to think about the toxicity levels, and you want to, first of all, understand what is that person going through, you know? And you want to see, is that person really manifesting this for their growth process? Because cancer is really not the beginning of the disease. Cancer is like the externalization of it, the expression of that something needs healing or starts healing, because it brings it up to the surface. And that helps recognizing that underneath in the invisible was more going on. So first of all, I'm approaching this very carefully, understand where is the root cause of this. Often you want to also check which chakra is involved, which area in the body is it, you know. And then before we even approach the transformation of it, you want to understand what is that person creating? Why is that person going through this experience? And what is the outcome of this? You know, what is the teaching that the system teaches itself, you know? And then I can go deeper and support the person in recognizing these patterns. And with SIT, it's very easy. It's a very easy process. Then, of course, you have the amazing energy healing tool that can immediately help with any energy deficiency. And it could be also like a complementary treatment when people go to chemotherapy, you know. I have a lot of people who say, well, I want to go the conventional way, but I also want to have the spiritual way involved. And what's totally fine, you know. It's not like the one negates the other. It's more like, why not doing as much as I can if it's effective, you know. If, if there's another, like, there's people who do vitamin B17 treatments, you know, and vitamin C treatments and all kinds of, alternative treatments, they're out there. And even changing, as simple as changing your diet from one day to the other can immediately stop, you know, if you have ever read the China study, the greatest study ever conducted, very easily it's being documented there that every time a person eats animal protein, it turns on the cancer cells, and every time they stop eating animal protein, it stops the growth of the cancer. It's like, it's freaky, but it's truly documented. And there's many ways how you can approach the self-healing. And my most important part is how much is that person really want to be here on the planet, you know? And every challenge that we have forces us to an assessment, to an idea and intention that gets us into, do we want to be here or we want to leave this planet? And is this too much for us, or do we feel we really have the passion to grab this life, so to speak, by the horns and run with it? And often, you know, the fear that we're having of not being fully supported creates instabilities in forms of disease or conflict. And then I would go even deeper. I would go even seeing the oneness consciousness. How are the systems are still in separation? Where do we feel we are still separated from our source? Because, you know, often when in religious parts, when people go, oh, you know, do you accept Jesus Christ as your savior? You know, I'm sure. Yeah, if he saves me, why not? I like to be saved. But at the same time, it's like understand where do you feel disconnected from your God source, from your creative source, you know, however you want to call it, God, Jesus, the universe, whatever, you know, the words, the mental construct that you put to it. But our feeling of separation is what creates the most dis-ease conflict in our lives and in our system. When we are whole, when we feel whole in our complete expression of life on a daily basis, we can only create more wholeness because we are stepping out of duality. Duality is the conflict, the struggle, the plus, the minus, the good, the bad, the constant struggle. When you're in your wholeness and you accept your oneness or your balance in this whole game of, duality, I would say, or contrast, then your whole system will adapt to it, and everything that thought it was separated will actually start to be included into the love flow of all oneness. This ease is being actually identified in the body as the body doesn't run a current, an energy through it. It separates it. Pain is actually being portrayed as an energy deficiency because the body refuses to run energy through it. So that part, whatever it is, becomes visible as deficient. And when it becomes visible as deficient and we have the so-called feeling of pain, then we take care of it. But the whole idea, and I had an interesting experience when I was in Germany studying natural medicine as a holistic doctor. There was a guy who had amazing experiences with people who had all kinds of ailments. He worked with Novocaine, like an agent that numbed the place. And as it was numb, the energy was running through it because the body didn't recognize that it was sick. So, and it basically numbed that area. And by numbing it, the body started the self-healing process in that part, because it wouldn't recognize that it's actually sick. And he had amazing experiences with that.
Incredible. Well, we're going to just quickly go to one last commercial break, and then we will come back. So listeners, stay tuned, and we will come back to discuss a little bit more about why do we get sick.
Om Hari Om.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. We have been having a very interesting discussion today about why we get sick. Anyway, we've not got long now to the end of the show, and I just wanted to bring our guests back in to see if they had any more thoughts on this topic. So, Saber, just coming back to you for a moment, any more thoughts on why we get sick or the topics or anything we've discussed today?
Okay, so... you know how I feel very strongly about the word sorry, I'm sorry, and how we use that word so often and too much and for not the right circumstances. I also feel that about I'm sick, I'm not feeling good today, I'm not good, I'm sick. So if we could please today start to look at how we do talk about our state of being. And acknowledge, if we feel sick, we feel sick. And we can tell others we feel sick. But after we declare it, it's time to start healing it. It's not time to sit in it any longer. It's not time to let it go on any longer. It's time to heal it. And when we say to others, how are we feeling today? You can be honest with them and you can say, I'm in the process of healing myself. Instead of saying, I'm sick, because you will be and continue to be sick if you keep talking about yourself and your life that way. You were trained to say that, you were taught to say that, and now we're teaching you another way. And I know from personal experience, this mindset change is a game changer. It really is. Just switching your mind from I'm sick all the time too. I'm healing myself all the time, right? And you might get some more friends because if you're always telling everyone you're sick all the time, they don't want to hear it, really. And so they'll be inspired by your story and maybe want to talk to you some more and not be the oddball always sick all the time, right? Thinking that, you know, you're Debbie Downer and whatever. And they're going to say, whoa, Debbie Downer had a turnaround. Whoa, what's she doing? And you know, what we've talked about a lot, being a leader and walking the walk here and now talking the talk, being a good healer of yourself and then helping others learn how to heal themselves through themselves.
Yeah, that is a great idea. I am going to start to use that. Absolutely. I've got a bit of a toothache or something going on in my mouth today that is painful. So instead of saying I've got a toothache, I'm going to say I'm healing my mouth.
Well, and you know what?
I'm in the process of healing my mouth.
Is there a decision that you have been worrying about? Because I'm hearing that this is all about indecisiveness, that you need to really commit. Yes, to really commit to some of the decisions that you are thinking about, make them and be happy with them. And also the teeth all connect to an organ or system. We can talk about this off the air, but your tooth is connected to some part of your body and that part needs healing too. So we can talk about that in a little bit and maybe on our next show.
Yay. Well, thank you very much for that insight, Saber. And I'll have a think about that. Maybe I need to make some commitments. Anyway, Carol, I want to come back to you quickly before we tune out this afternoon. Have you got any more thoughts on this topic or anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, I would like to remind our listeners that our body knows how to heal itself. And so entertained the question, what if? What if in the next 5 minutes I feel a little bit better? What if I am healed in the next hour? You know, what if, to go right along with what Sabre say, I'm healing myself. So, wow, what will it feel like when this has been transformed and I feel better?
Yeah, good one. I like that. What if, thank you, Carol, and thank you, Sabre and Carol, for being on the program today. It's been, as always, lovely speaking to you both. And we're just going to come back to you, Atana, for a minute. I'd love you just to send some parting words to our listeners for this afternoon or anything else you'd like to discuss.
I would love to send to our listeners to support us, to send us protection, love energy, well-beingness in these amounts of unconditional love as we're putting ourselves out here. Would like you to support us, send protection energy, protection prayers to everyone on the show, to Dawn, to BBS Radio, and also to yourself, because there's a lot of fragmented energy floating around, and sometimes they're being projected out of confusion to areas and places where that has nothing to do with what we're really doing here. And I'm grateful that self-healing can happen at any point. In fact, we want to find out why we manifested and attracted some forms of diseases. Is it from this life? Is it from a past life? What is our learning experience from it? And then have also the compassion and patience. And don't be shy to ask for mercy too from God, the universe, even from your higher self on this journey. We all can use a little bit more mercy and compassion, even for ourselves. And I'm grateful to be on the air with these wonderful ladies, with Dawn, with BBS Radio, and us getting more and more exposure to the world and attracting more and more people to our healing cause, to our energy healing cause, to more awareness and more consciousness. So we're grateful to serve. Please support us on our journey as well.
Thank you. Thanks, Atana. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll be back next week.